Hi, this is a dictation for Wember Collins, Wember Collins, date of birth 6/10/1973, date of accident 10/2/2021, date of service 9/13/2023. Mr. Wember Collins presents for a follow up visit. He was initially seen on 6/12/2023 and then 7/21/2023. Allegedly, patient has an accident in 2021 on October 2nd. He alleges that he was hit T-bone on the passenger side, and then his car spun 180 degrees, and he was a front seat passenger who was restrained, and it caused him headaches along with loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, dizziness, loss of balance, loss of memory, vision problem, including spots in the vision, blood in the vision. He has a neck whiplash, injury to the hip, elbow, and knee on the left side, and his head hit into the seat. This caused him pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Neck pain is now at 9, lower back pain is 9. While pain in the right shoulder is also reported to be at 9. The left shoulder is not hurting him. He has some difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 150 degrees when he has some pain in the abduction. He reports some pain in the right side of the abdomen in the front and also left elbow and left knee, to the tune of 9. He does not report any weakness of the arm or legs, no difficulty walking, and pain level stays around 9 for him. ADLs are affected 9. 50% improvement has been reported by the patient so far with the physical therapy. He is utilizing a caseworker, case management services. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for the system review for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 149 over 105, pulse is 127, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 7/21/2023. Dictation number 0830-017. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the treatments with medications which are following. Patients provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet daily for twice a day for pain relief. Wellbutrin XR 150 mg twice a day for depression. Lyrica is provided for pain relief 50 mg twice a day. MRIs that have been available were reviewed with the help of the patient. He was informed that he has no negative MRI for the left elbow. MRI of the left knee shows partial maceration and tearing of the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Mucoid degeneration and delamination. Anterior cruciate ligament with ganglion cyst formation. In the right shoulder, patient has a mild degenerative changes in the AC joint. MRI of the brain is completely normal. In the cervical spine, patient has anterior lysis of C3 to C4 with disc bulge. And at C4-5, there is a disc bulge and disc space narrowing, along with C5-6 disc bulge, C6-7 retrolysis of C6 on 7 with disc space narrowing, and a herniated disc, C7 and T1 is a mild disc bulge. In the thoracic MRI, there is a mild disc bulge of C8 and 9, and at L3 and L4 there is small right paracentral protrusion. L4, L5, there is a small disc bulge, herniated disc. L5, S1, there is a broad-based disc bulge. Patient has been advised that he will benefit from a cervical epidural injection times 3 and lumbar epidural steroid injection times 6 and an injection to the left knee. A possible injection to the AC joint may benefit for the right shoulder. He has no issues with the rotator cuff tendons, and the glenoid labrum is normal, as well as the there is no other findings. A injection to the right sacroiliac joint injection is also advised to the patient. His physical therapy has been done until for last 2 years. We have no records. He suddenly appeared here after 2 years of his injury. We require that there is a PT evaluation and recertification of his therapies provided to us. Hence, his therapy will be on hold, and so is his disability. Patient is advised to visit next month and make a schedule for his injection treatment. Thank you.